Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I am reading Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. The writer of these verses of Scripture has compared the Christian life to a race that must be run. To run this race, the writer said that we need to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, so that we might run with patience the race that is before us. We must lay aside every weight. A weight is a hindrance that prevents us from running the Christian race. A weight is something that we allow to interfere with our running the race. And then there is the sin that will encumber us from running the race. We must put away every weight and every sin that would prevent us from running the race. If we do not lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, then we will be hindered in running this race. We will fail to achieve the prize that is before us. The writer says that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Read Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 mentions a great number of individuals from the Old Testament. These individuals with faith and patience have run the race. They have served God with great faithfulness. They have obeyed the commandments that God had given unto them. They had served Him with fear and with reverence, with obedience, and with submission. We can look back upon their life and see how they ran this race, how they endured, how they overcame. They are our example, so that we might understand that we can run this race with patience and with endurance. They were willing to put aside anything that would hinder them from running the race. They were encouraged to overcome sin and put away sin from their life so that they could run this race. Their desire was to serve and please God. They obeyed His will. They listened to His instructions. They gave heed to what He said. And with patience, they ran the race that was before them. They serve as an example for us, as motivation for us, as encouragement for us. Knowing and understanding that they were able to run this race allows us to know and understand that we can run this race. This great cloud of witnesses overshadows us and gives us encouragement and strength so that we can achieve the victory that God has in mind for us. The writer says, let us run with patience the race that is before us. We must run in order to obtain. We must strive in order to achieve. We must serve so that we might obtain the blessing that God has promised unto us and has provided for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. As we run this race, we need to consider the prize. There is a prize in winning the race. In a physical race, only the victor will receive the prize. Only the victor will wear the crown. But in the spiritual race of heaven, all who run, all who finish, will attain the prize. God has prepared that each individual who will run in the race toward eternal life, toward immortality, will be able to achieve everlasting life in heaven. We do not run in vain. We do not hope with emptiness, but rather we have the full assurance that if we run this race with faithfulness, with endurance, then we will achieve the prize that is before us. We need in the race of life to consider the prize. We need to look at what God has offered, what has been promised through the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we will run this race. The prize is our incentive to run the race. What God is going to give us at the end, the blessing of everlasting eternal life, the blessing of heaven, surely is a prize worthy of our running this race. Hebrews 11:13, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." This cloud of witnesses died in faith. They died in a faithful relationship with God. They died as the servants of God. They had not received the promises that God had made for His church, but they saw those promises, they were persuaded of those promises, and they embraced them. And because of the prize that was before them, because of the promise that God had made unto them, they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. This is a land through which we simply pass. We must not become attached to this world. We must not fall in love with the things of this world. We must not seek as our priority and full purpose of life to attain the things of this life. For we will leave this life. We will leave those things that we have accomplished, those things that we have gathered, those achievements that we have made in this world behind. We must confess that we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We are here but for a time, just passing through toward another world, another land. The promise of God is a heavenly prize. See that afar. Be persuaded of that and embrace that. Hebrews 12:28. "Wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." As the disciples of Jesus Christ, as obedient children of God, we have received a kingdom. This kingdom has now been given through obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, faith, repentance, confession, immersion in water, or baptism. We become citizens of the kingdom of God. This kingdom cannot be moved. This kingdom cannot be shaken. This kingdom cannot be destroyed nor overcome. No enemy can stand against this kingdom. No force can destroy this kingdom. Because we have received this kingdom, let us have grace so that we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We serve in this manner because of the prize that we are going to receive, the crown that we are going to wear. Hebrews 4:11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the example of unbelief. The writer has recounted the fall of the Israelites as they journeyed toward the land of Canaan, the land of promise, the land that flowed with milk and honey. They failed to be obedient. They failed to endure. And as a result, they fell in the wilderness because, Hebrews chapter 3, their unbelief. Let us not follow their example, but rather let us labor to enter into that rest. Let us consider the prize. The rest is heaven. The rest is eternal life. The rest is being free from the toils and the burdens and the afflictions, the diseases and the illnesses of this life. Let us labor to enter into that rest so that we do not follow their example of unbelief, but rather we follow the example of that great cloud of witnesses which surrounds us, who endured and who achieved the promise of God. Hebrews 13:14, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. This life will not continue. Anything that we achieve, anything that we come to possess, will not endure. The things of this world do not continue, but we seek a continuing city. We seek a city where we can abide and dwell forever and forever. As we run the race, let us consider the prize. Consider the obstacles. Wait and sin. The writer said there are obstacles in running the race. In running a physical race, there are obstacles that must be overcome. In living our life, there are things that will get in our way if we will allow them. There are sins to which we will give ourselves if we are not careful. We must consider the obstacles. We must be willing to lay aside every weight and every sin, because that will beset us in running the race. That will cause us to fail. We will lose the prize if we are not considerate of the obstacles and mindful of those weights and sins that can prevent us from winning and achieving and finishing. Hebrews 3:12-13. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Take heed. We are given a warning. We must be mindful of the warnings. We must see the danger signs. The obstacle in running the race can be an evil heart of unbelief. We can begin to disbelieve God. We can see the difficulties of life and allow those difficulties to interfere with our running the race. We can become so involved with living in this world that we do not consider the world to come. A heart of unbelief will cause us to depart from the living God. We can be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Satan seeks to deceive us. He lies to humanity. He does not speak the truth. The good that he promises, the blessings that he promises, the pleasures that he promises, will not abide. They will deceive us in running this race. Hebrews 4:1-2. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We are to have a fear. We are to be mindful that we can fall short, that we can be overcome. We must be mindful that the promise of entering into that rest can be lost. The writer says, come short of it. Almost achieve, but not quite. Almost win, but not completely. Come short. The gospel was preached to them as it is being preached to us, but it did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith. As you hear the gospel, you must mix that gospel with your own faith. You must believe what you hear. You must obey what you hear. You must live according to what you hear, or else you will come short of the rest. Hebrews 6:11-12. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There must be a full assurance of faith. The obstacle is slothfulness. We can become lazy. We can become neglectful. We can fail to give the full devotion of our being. We can slip and fall. The warning is that we show the same diligence to the full assurance of faith. Rather than falling short, we must grow stronger. Rather than becoming weaker and faint-hearted, we must abide, we must grow, we must develop, we must seek to do more every day. We need to pray more. We need to read the Bible more. We need to serve God more. We need to attend His services more. We need to do more. We need to show diligence in living the Christian life so that the obstacles do not overcome us. In running the race, we must consider Jesus. Jesus has run before us. The writer says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Consider Jesus. Look to Jesus. Consider that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Through Jesus, we can have faith in God. Through Jesus, we have a complete faith. The Bible is God's complete revelation of all that God would have us to know, of everything that God would have us to do. In securing this faith, in providing for us faith and hope, Jesus endured the cross. Consider Jesus dying on the cross. Consider the horror of the cross. Consider the pain of the cross. Consider the loneliness of the cross. Consider the shame of the cross. Look at what Jesus has done, what Jesus has endured, what Jesus has overcome, so that we might be participants in this race. Consider the sacrifice that Jesus has made as He died upon the cross separated from his heavenly Father because of the sin that he took upon himself for us. We can have the hope of life, the hope of living with God in heaven. He despised the shame. The cross was a shameful way to die. They looked upon him with despite. They mocked him as he died. They cursed him as he hung upon the cross. But now he has been set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He has ascended into the heavens, having overcome death, having been resurrected from the grave. He has ascended into the heavens and now sits at the right hand of God. He sits upon the throne of David that was promised. He reigns over his kingdom, the church. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. They contradicted him. He claimed to be the Son of God. With every miracle that he performed, with every work of compassion that he did, he proved that he was the Son of God, that he had come from God. The very death of Christ upon the cross was evidence that he was the Christ. The empty tomb proved emphatically that he was the Christ, and yet they contradicted him. They denied that he was the Christ. They rejected him as the promised Messiah. They did not receive him as their Savior nor as their Lord. Consider him. Consider all the trouble, the horror, the pain, the agony, the death through which he passed, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. In running the race, when it gets too difficult for you, when it gets too hard for you, when you want to quit and surrender, consider Jesus. Think about the road to the cross and the death of the cross. Hebrews 7:24-27. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. Consider Jesus, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. When you run the race, as you run the race, consider Jesus. Consider what kind of individual he was, and the strength that he provides unto us to run the race. He gave himself for our sins so that we might run the race. He offered up himself willingly and obediently so that we might be participants in the race. Hebrews 3:1-2. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. This is who the Hebrews were at this time. The writer does not want them to fall. The writer does not want them to depart. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, even as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Consider the faithfulness of Jesus. He was faithful to God, to the purpose that God had given for his life. God had, through his plan of redemption, would offer Christ as a human sacrifice for sin. Hebrews 5:2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. Jesus was human and he knew human weakness. He cried in the garden, "Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Consider Jesus. Consider the prize. Consider the obstacles. Consider Jesus and run with patience. Run with endurance. Run for completion. Hebrews 10:36, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." The crown is at the end of the race. The promise is at the end of our life. We must do the will of God all the way to death. We have need of patience. We must endure. We must overcome. We must continue. Hebrews 3:6, "But Christ is a son over his own house. Whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end?" We are the house of God if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. We must grasp the promise of God, and we must not let go. We must not surrender to the devil. We must not allow the difficulties of life to destroy our faith. We must not become people of unbelief, but we must continue to believe, continue to be faithful, continue to labor, continue to achieve. Hebrews 3:14, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." The promise is to the faithful. The promise is to those that endure. The promise is to those that do not stop, do not quit, do not go back. There are warnings scattered throughout the Bible, not only in the Hebrew letter, but throughout Scripture, that we must not stop running the race. We can lose the prize if we do. Hebrews 6:15, "And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." The promise is at the end of our endurance. The promise is made to those who do endure, who do overcome, who do not turn back and stop running. Do not be weary nor faint. Christ is our example, lest we be wearied and faint in our mind. There is a danger in running this race that we can be overcome by the weights and the sins that would beset us. There is a danger that we can be beset in running this race toward the eternal land. We must not weary. We must not faint. Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." God is faithful. Let us be faithful. God has promised. God will give if we are faithful in our running of the race. If we continue to be steadfastly engaged unto the end of our life, if we live a full life of service to God, if we die in faith, then we shall receive the prize that God has promised, for God is faithful. Hebrews 10:35, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Oh, there is a reward for our confidence. There is a reward for our trust and for our commitment. God has made a wonderful promise to those who will live for him and serve him throughout the days of their life. God has promised a home to those who at the end of their life are found in faithful service to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:11, "Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." There are those who ran before us who have fallen, who became people of unbelief. They turned their back upon God. They forgot the promise. They gave up on their hope. Let us continue to labor. Let us be faithful. Let us endure. Let us overcome. For before us there is a heavenly prize, an eternal reward, a home with God the Father in the eternal land of heaven. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.